restaurants, several American food chains invading Thailand, a dozen U.S. food franchises, along with several other foreign companies, will flock to Thailand, which is recognized as a growth engine in ASEAN. The franchises comprise Denny's, a family restaurant chain, Rita's Italian Ice, Fuddruckers, Burgers and Steak, The Melting Pot, Fondue, Round Table Pizza, Grease Monkey Garage, an auto maintenance center, Moe's Southwest Grill, Precision Tune Auto Care, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, Chuck E. Cheese's Children's Amusement and Pizza, Schlotsky's Deli, Steak and Shake, and Honolulu Coffee Company. Business matching between Thai businessmen and representatives of U.S. franchises will be held at the Aetis Hotel on Soi Ruamruti on Wednesday. More information on all 12 U.S. franchises will be available at the USA Fair running at Central World from May 30th to June 2nd. Dean Matlack, commercial attaché at the U.S. Embassy, said the strong baht will benefit Thai investors by lowering investment costs. Thailand is in a good position to benefit from the ASEAN economic community. Thai consumers are open to U.S. brands, and the significant growth of the franchise market here means the country is highly regarded among U.S. companies, he said. Franchise businesses grew by 20% here last year. There were 370 franchise brands available in Thailand, and the number is expected to jump to 500 in 5 years. Of the present 370, some 85% belong to local operators, while 15% remain foreign brands. Among foreign franchise brands, there are 18 to 20 U.S. brands, representing only 5% of the total foreign labels. Apart from franchises, the U.S. Commercial Service Department may encourage U.S. firms in other sectors to expand their business to Thailand. Trade between Thailand and the U.S. was worth U.S. $40 billion last year. Companies from other countries also plan to expand their food businesses to Thailand. Many of them presented themselves at the Thaifex World of Food 2013 exhibition at Impact Muangthong Thani last week. Angelica Nero, a representative of Balas Boavistanse SA, the maker of flat lollipops with icing tongue tattoos from Brazil, said the company is interested in expanding into ASEAN as part of its plan to boost its international business by 7% this year. Balas Boavistanse products range from flat and ball lollipops to jelly candy, hard candy, and chewing gum, and are available in 50 countries. But in Asia, the company has entered only the Chinese and South Korean markets to date. We are looking for people interested in distributing our products here. Our products are very competitive because Brazil produces about 42% of the world's sugar, said Ms. Nero.